This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this. What an amazing scripture. What an amazing scripture in John, 1 John, the first letter of John, the fourth chapter. And we look at verse 18, and it says this. Are you ready? We're at part 8 of our series on peace and love. And love being the operative word today. Such love has no fear. Why? Because perfect love expels all fear, casts out all fear, throws away all fear, chucks it in the bin. John goes on to say, if we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. Oh, what a word. What a word. You know what? I could stop right there, put a full stop, and say, think on that. And the result would be, you would think on it. Nothing need more to be said. So I'll read it again. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it's for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced His perfect love. Here's the question for you today. Are you afraid? Is there fear in your life? What are you scared of? What is making you petrified? And it's no good shaking your head. I don't need to know, but God does know. You see, when you look at Scripture and you see something that scares you, immediately there's fear. And immediately that fear comes in. It's not coming from God, because God is love. And His love is perfect. And He pours His perfect love into you. And it should expel the fear. But if you keep your eyes focused on the fear, if you keep your eyes focused on what you're scared of, how can you feel God's love? It's a simple question. I'm only reiterating to you what Scripture says. And I know God wants me to bring this message to you so that you fully understand. You're fully aware. So that you can receive His love and His peace in such a high measure, because that perfect love has casted out the fear that you were feeling or are feeling. You may think to yourself, in fact, I know that someone listening to this broadcast is feeling exactly this. I'm scared of losing my salvation. There is fear that I will lose my salvation because I have done something so bad that it can't be forgiven. Nonsense. Total hogwash. Whatever you have done. If you are turning your head heavenward, He's already forgiving you without you even asking. He's already forgiving you. But you see, the evil one, your enemy, wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you focused on the fear and not focused on Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That was a revelation. He wants to keep you focused on the fear and not focused on Jesus. If you're making notes, write that down and underline it. Focused on the fear and not focused on Jesus. And whilst your mind and your body and your heart is fully focused on the fear, your eyes are away from Jesus, so you are blinded. And when you are blinded, you cannot receive God's love. As John says, if we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. We're scared that we're going to have to go to the headmaster's office and we're going to get six of the best. You know, sometimes when I was a young child, I can remember if I'd done something wrong, my dad would call me into his office that he had at home. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. When my dad called me into the office, I'm thinking, oh no. This is going to hurt. And you know what? Oftentimes it didn't. Because oftentimes he wanted to talk to me. He wanted me to see what I'd done wrong. And he wanted me to understand that I'd done wrong. And it wasn't hurtful at all. Sometimes it was hurtful, I have to say. Sometimes there was pain involved. But mostly there wasn't. My father was such a wonderful, wonderful father. But there was still fear there when I stood outside his office and I knocked on his door and I waited for him to say, come in. Oh my goodness. Oh no. But beloved, it's not like that for you. You're not standing outside the headmaster's office. You're not standing outside your father's office to be punished so it hurts. God punishes us for a reason. Because if he didn't punish us, beloved, he wouldn't love us. The punishment is built out of love. And the punishment that he dishes out is perfect for what we have done. Do not be afraid of the discipline that comes from Almighty God. Do not. Because if you're afraid of the discipline that's going to come from God, as John says, it shows that you have not fully experienced God's love. And beloved, the one thing I want above anything else is for you to experience God's love in such a powerful way. I want you to know that feeling when it falls upon you, when it pours upon you, of God's love and his peace that comes straight from his heart to your heart. And the only way that can happen is for the fear to be taken away and for your eyes to be focused on Jesus. Oh, my eyes are focused on you now, Lord. And as I keep my eyes well and truly focused on you, your peace and your love begins to fall. Beloved, today I want you to pray with me. Because I know you have been feeling fear. And I pray in Jesus' name that when we pray, that fear will be expelled by his perfect love pouring into your life. You need to just accept it. Not that you deserve it. None of us deserve it. And that's the problem. We think because we haven't deserved God's love, therefore we shouldn't have God's love. We shouldn't experience it. Well, God's love poured into my life for 7 whole days and 7 whole nights, and I certainly didn't ask for it. It was God's perfect timing. It was what he decided. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it's for fear of punishment, and this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. That is going to change in Jesus' name today. Are you ready to pray with me? Are you ready to pray with me now? That the fear is going to go. Whatever the fear is, it matters not. No matter what it is. But that fear in your life, maybe you're scared of lots of things, that fear in your life is going to go. In Jesus' mighty name, are you ready to pray? Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I am in fear and that I have not trusted you totally and completely. Father, take away this fear now in Jesus' mighty name and replace it with your love and your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father, teach me to trust you more. Teach me, Lord, to keep my eyes fully focused on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now say these words. Fear, be gone. In the name of Jesus, you have no right to be here any longer. You are expelled. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, if you have done this, I would love to hear from you. You can write to me at studio@worshipradio247.org. That email address again, studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say these words. I feel his love. The fear is gone. Just that. I feel his love. The fear has gone. Please write to me as soon as possible. I can let the prayer team know, and they will pray for your protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.